Give thanks for the blessings. Psalms chapter 116, verses 7 to 14. Today's Bible verses come from Psalms chapter 116, verses 7 to 14. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence, as I live here on earth. I believed in you, so I said, I am deeply troubled, Lord. In my anxiety I cried out to you, these people are all liars. What can I offer the Lord for all he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. I will keep my promises to the Lord in the presence of all his people. On the 17th of June, Nick Vujicic was on TV. He does not have two hands and two legs and he was born like that. But he moves around the world, and giving countless people hope and telling them about God. At times, when he was growing up, when he looked at himself he was depressed and felt hopeless. When he was at school, he was bullied from his friends so he tried to commit suicide at the age of 10. But when he was about to kill himself, he thought of his parents, who would be very upset, if I die, how sad would my parents be, who loved me with all their hearts and he could not end his life. His parents encouraged Nick, and said to him that he is beautiful and loved. They loved him and their love towards him did not change. Nick, on the normal TV program, even, says confidently that he believes in God and he tells everyone that he met God when he was 15. Just like when he was born, he still is armless and legless but after he met God, he never gives up and does not get discouraged. He confesses that because God had plans, he made me this way. I do not have arms and legs but he has blessed me with more things. The main speaker on TV has asked him, how come you have a big smile on your face? He said, I give thanks while I live. I live with thankfulness. I am so thankful that I have this one leg that looks like a chicken leg. I am always happy because there are many things that I am thankful for. A person who has a lot of money would not necessarily be happy. A person who is atop of the school would not necessarily be happy. A person who is successful would not necessarily be happy. When I give thanks, I am happy. This is his heartfelt confession. That's right. There was a survey done on happiness. The people who said that they are not happy had a common thing among them. They were not happy, not because of their poor health, not because they had little in their possessions or limited knowledge, but in their mind, they did not feel thankfulness at all. They were simply not grateful. When a person receives grace, the first thing that comes out of a mouth is thankfulness. It is just being grateful. Not because there is a special condition attached to it. Just being grateful for little things, and grateful for letting us believe in Jesus, and being saved because of Jesus. And the fact that we are in this worship service today, this is what we need to be grateful for. Also that we are alive now and breathing, this is also what we need to be thankful for. There is this saying, not because we are happy, therefore we are thankful, but because we give thanks, we then become happy. That's right. The happiest person is not a person who has the most possessions, but is a person who realizes that we have been immensely blessed, and feel that we have been blessed and that talks about how thankful we should be for the things that we have been given. So the happiness of the humankind begins from realizing that there are so many things that we need to be thankful for. The animals, they have gut feelings and they satisfy themselves by meeting their inner desires and physical wants. But for humans, it is not the same. Knowing the amount of grace, joy that we received, and realizing that we should be very thankful for the things we have been given, we discover the reason to be happy. We find happiness there. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, instead of waiting for the good circumstances to come near us, let us have faith that looks for things to be thankful in the given circumstances in our everyday lives. Blame and complaint are like a stone that's on the ground, It is easy to see. It stands out in our sight. Even though we do not want them to be seen easily, they are easily seen. But thankfulness is like a treasure that is buried under the ground. If we do not continue to dig it, and if we do not continue to look for it, then things to be thankful for cannot be seen in our sight. There are many times I give thanks to God in prayer, thinking about these things. If we regard starting our lives from nothing, we get to feel that we should be thankful for everything that we got given. If we regard that comparing point of our hearts to be zero, that is, if we put it this way, that we did not bring anything to this world when we were born, a piece of clothing we have on ourselves, even becomes a reason to be thankful. A meal that we have every day, even, is a reason to be thankful too. When we go to hospital, we see patients. The numbers cannot be counted. Simply there are so many. I get to realize that it is like a miracle that I am healthy and well. Someone has an oxygen inhalator that has been attached to the nose to breathe properly and patients mourn in pain. Others have respirators, which are life-giving machines on their faces, to allow patients to be alive. There are many terminally ill patients, grieving and in deep pain. After praying for these patients, as I make my way out of the hospital, I think of myself and I feel amazed at times. Compared to a person who is already dead, the fact that we are now alive and breathing, this one fact, is just more than enough reason to be thankful and sing our praises to God all night. Actually, we cannot thank God enough for all the blessings we have been given. So David in the Bible knew the power of giving thanks. In Psalms chapter 50, verse 23, it says, "But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God." It says giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors God. It is saying that a person who worships God with thanksgiving pleases God. Paul in the Bible tried to be thankful in all circumstances. Happiness comes along in the heart that gives thanks. I hope all of us restore our hearts to be thankful. Do we all know what restoration of grace is? The restoration of grace is restoring our hearts to be thanksgiving. In our Bible passages today, there are three things that David gave thanks to God for. Firstly, he thanked God for giving peace in his mind. Let's look at verse 7. It says, "Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me." Having peace in mind is a condition to have happiness. As we live these lives, we need peace to be happy. There is nothing more important than having peace in our mind. If someone asks who would be happy, then there would be many answers that can be given for that question. If there is a person who has been troubled because of extreme poverty, that person might say that only money can give happiness. An ill person may say that health would be a condition to be happy. If a person has been unfairly treated, then that person may say that having rights, power and authority would give happiness. Of course, we need all of these in our lives. However, even if we do have all these, but do not have peace in mind, so if we cannot sleep properly, because of worries and despair is controlling our lives, then how would these possessions be the condition of happiness? The real happiness exists, not in our possessions, but in our hearts. In our mind, we need to have peace, joy and true rest. A person who does not have peace in mind has a special feature. We see a dark shadow on the face. Why is that so? A face reflects that person's mind. Mind gets reflected on the face. So when we see the face of a person, we know what the mind is like, what kind of mind that this person has. If we have mind that is dark and that has worries, then a face gets dark shadow. Also, a person that does not have peace in the mind gets angry easily, even in small things. At all times, this person is negative. If we see the world with the black glasses, then everywhere in the world is all dark looking. And if a person thinks he or she is perfect in all things, this person may judge others easily and look for a negative side in people. The reason for this is this. That is because that kind of person does not have peace in mind. This kind of person needs to accept that fact, that a peace of mind does not exist in the heart. If we do not have peace in our mind, things do not work out well at work. Businesses get troubled. Do you know why this is so? It is because the relationship with people gets twisted and gets into trouble. A little flaw cannot even be accepted and everything gets twisted. If women do not have peace in mind, get stressed, do not sleep well, then the makeup on the face cannot be done perfectly. When they go in the sunlight after they put their makeup on, it is like painting has been done on the oak tree. We need to know the fact that we make our lives look more beautiful if we have peace in our mind rather than having good cosmetic products. If we lose peace in mind, our spirits get ill, our souls get ill and even our physical health fall down. So the reason for having diseases these days, 80% of the reason does not come from the infection of the viruses, but the disease gets started from the deep inside of the mind. When our minds are stressed, when despair and depression control us, when the anger and hatred in our mind do not win over us within our body, the immunity level goes down and the power to resist and fight against the illness gets weakened. That is because we do not have the power to fight against the disease. So in the end, the answer to all the life's questions is peace in mind. So where does a true peace come from? It indeed comes from the Lord. So we need to go back to the Lord. The Lord said, I came to the world to give peace to you. In John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Today's words tell us that our souls, let's go back to our peaceful state of mind. It means that we need to go back to the Lord that gives true peace. A child that is in mother's arms feels the true peace and feels secure, even though, when the world is in deep trouble. We need to realize that we get true peace, true rest, when we go back to the arms of our Lord. David in the Bible confessed, give thanks to God who gives us peace. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, do you have peace in your mind? Does your family have peace? Is your workplace in peace? Let's ponder about ourselves, whether we have not forgotten about this peace in our lives. Have we not forgotten this peace in our everyday walk with our lives, by any chance? Let's think about what we were doing, and where we began to lose that peace. And I bless you in the name of our Lord, that we will get to receive grace that restores peace again like David in the Bible. Secondly, David confessed that he is thankful to God for saving him. Let's look at verse 8. It says, He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. It was thanksgiving in the difficult times. Let's closely look at the words that talks about saved me from in our passage. David confessed that the Lord has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. The thanksgiving that David gave did not come from good circumstances. He was in difficulty. He gave thanks while he was passing through the valleys of death and tears. He gave thanks while he was in great agony and tests. It was a confession that he gives thanks in these kinds of circumstances and he gave thanks for saving him from all these hard times. When we look at the book of Psalms, mostly it is about confession of thanksgiving. It is not necessarily because of the good condition. But it is thanksgiving for the saving grace. In verse 8, the words that talks about saving himself from death also means it is by grace of God that he has been saved. In other words, it is a confession that gives thanks to God for saving us. The Bible talks about three kinds of salvation. Firstly, it is salvation of the spirit, being saved spiritually. When we become a child of God, when we believe in Jesus, we are moved from death to life. A child of Satan becomes a child of God. The next salvation is the salvation of the soul, being saved emotionally. We get peace from worries, we get hope from despair and we get freedom from pressure and anxiety. The other one is the salvation of the body, being saved physically. We get healed from diseases, we get restored from failures and standing up again from the lives that have been fallen down. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, it says, "Nevertheless, the time will come when I will heal Jerusalem's wounds, and give it prosperity and true peace." The salvation of God is a holistic salvation. It is God who saves not only the spirit, but the souls and physical body and as well as the workplace. So David gave thanks to God more than anything else. Paul confessed that it was grace of God through Jesus Christ that I am saved, and for this I give thanks to our Father God for this always. Whenever a period of thanksgiving comes, I remember this testimony of a blind person that I heard a long time ago. He had an accident when he was little. He got one leg cut, and because of that accident, he was shocked. Because that severe shock he had at that time, he could not speak anything from then on, and after then he could not hear anything from then on. While he was growing up, he blamed himself, blamed his parents and blamed his circumstances. He tried to commit suicide several times and attempted at killing himself. One day he even struck his mother's neck with a knife. But he went into the school for the blinds, got to know Jesus, received Jesus, and there he realized about the love of God. He was very grateful for the fact that Jesus bled on the cross for himself. He cried and cried and gave thanks for the saving grace. The summary of his testimony is this. All of you, why blame on something? Why not give thanks in our lives? Aren't all of you better than me? You can speak whatever you want, you can hear whatever you want to hear, and you have legs, so don't you get to go anywhere you want? I am thankful for even one fact, that I got to believe in Jesus, and that saving grace is more than sufficient for me to be grateful. But why are you depressed? Why blame on something? When I heard that testimony, I thought something in mind struck me. It woke me up. It awakened me. At that time when I heard that, I was very weary. I was confused, worried, depressed, and could not feel that I should be thankful. At that time of listening to that testimony, I felt as if God's voice was coming towards me in my heart. How much more do I have than that person? But not even thanksgiving, I was in despair, depression and agony. When I looked at myself, I was very ashamed. That night, I said sorry to God. I confessed to God all night in tears. I repented. I said to God that I will live my life giving thanks to God. I cannot forget that day in my heart. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is not because of the conditions. It is all because of the grace that we have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and became children of God. Thirdly, it is a confession that we give thanks for the grace we received and will return thanks for the blessings we received. Let's have a look at verses 12 to 13. What can I offer the Lord for all He has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. When we get to know the grace, we live in the way that gives thanks in return. How shall we pay back for the grace that God has given me? What is honoring parents? Not a long ago, a fully grown-up adult argued with his aged parents. Did you leave anything in your will for me? Did you allow me to study? Did you buy a house for me? He hit his parents, and this story was passed on to me. That person truly dishonors his parents. That person does not know the grace. Because the parents are there, I am here. Even for this fact only, we need to be grateful. Same story applies with our faith. A mature faith is living this life, offering something to God in return for the grace we received. Giving something in return is not expecting something in return. It is thinking about what to give. It is looking for the things to offer, not the things to receive, if we know the true grace. David in the Bible confessed that he will offer the things that he had promised to God, because he was grateful for the grace of God. In verse 14, it says, "I will keep my promises to the Lord, in the presence of all his people. What is the promise that he said he will keep to the Lord? It is the promise that he had with God. It is a confession that he will keep his promises to God. The promises that he made to God for the grace of God was so great. Also, he made promises while he was seeking the help of God, when he was in trouble. He remembered these promises and confessed that he will keep the promises to God in return for the grace of God. In the Bible, Hannah was like this and kept to the promises that Iftah had set. David confessed that he will keep his promises to God. This is the way to be blessed. A well-known person of all of us, Rockefeller, was born in a poor family. And he became a worldwide phenomenon because he became so rich. At the age of 31, he got a pure profit of $1 million. At the age of 43, he had the biggest company in the U.S. in 10 years of his working life. And after 10 years later, when he was 53, he became a millionaire, the richest man in the world. But at that time he got a disease called alopecia. That disease makes all the hair from the head and the eyebrows to fall, and makes all body to emaciate and die eventually. The doctor said to him that it will be hard for him to remain alive for more than 1 year. Rockefeller thought of the promises he set to God when he was having difficult times. He prayed again to commit his life to God again that night. And as promised, he built 4,928 churches in his lifetime. And he set up 24 universities. Does not matter what the doctor had diagnosed him, he lived till the age of 98 in good health and went up to the heaven. He enjoyed an enormous amount of wealth, but he kept his faith humbly, and his faith remained unchanged. The reason for this is that he says it is because of the faith is what his mother has passed on to him as an inheritance. At the end part of his life, to commemorate his mother, he has built a riverside church near New York's Manhattan Hudson River. Even now, from the 22nd floor bell top, the bell rings at 12 o'clock and noon. On the day that this church was offered to God, the TV reporter had an interview with Rockefeller. "How did you receive all these unbelievable blessings?" Rockefeller answered the TV reporter, "My mother did not have a lot of money, but wanted me to live by faith. My mother promised God that she will leave faith as an inheritance to me since I was young, and she left me an inheritance, and that is faith. I kept my promise. When I was 8 years old, we went to church together and she gave me 20 cents. From then on she taught me three things very well. The first one is offering one-tenth to God. Tithes belong to God, so you should not use it but give it to God. The other one is you go to the front of church and worship Him at the front seat. Keep Sunday holy and treat it as the Lord's day. The third thing is you obey the pastor's words and make your personality mature." The mother left these three things as will. He said in his interview that because of the will of faith from his mother, he has been blessed this way. That's right. Our faith is keeping the promises to God. David said that he will surely keep his promises to God. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, so far we have spent half year of this year already. I hope the half year that has already been passed by is of thanksgiving. I hope that the thanksgiving comes from the heart, thanksgiving that gets expressed by our lips, thanksgiving that distinguishes our possessions from all we have, and credits God for the blessings we received. The restoration of grace comes from restoring our hearts that give thanks. Let us give thanks to God that gave peace like David prayed. Let us give thanks to God for the saving grace. Let us praise His name with a heart that seeks to give something back to God for the grace, with our hearts, with our body, with prayer, with gifts, talents, and lift up the cup of salvation. I bless you all in the name of our Lord, that this confession becomes mine and your own confessions. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.